Harris' voice on the news show with the news. The Egyptian president Prabowo Subianto said that the Daya Anugrah Nusantara Investment Management Agency, or DANANTARA, is Indonesia's wealth that must be well managed, maintained, and cared for as best as possible with a transparent and strict system. This was conveyed by the president in a press conference after attending the DANANTARA town hall event in Jakarta on Monday. The president said that DANANTARA is an extraordinary wealth, which if calculated, the asset would exceed $1 trillion and could drive the revival of Indonesian economy.
Karena ini adalah kekayaan yang
because this is extraordinary wealth and can encourage our revival, we manage it well. We calculate our assets. It turns out that we are rich. Maybe soon, DANANTARA's wealth will reach $1 trillion. And if managed well, this can generate large funds for our nation.
Dana yang besar untuk bangsa kita.
The president also asked the DANANTARA management to do their best and abandon inefficient and incorrect practices. Prabowo leaves it up to the management to evaluate the performance, achievements, and morale of their directors. According to him, if they are those who do not perform well, abuse the authority and facilities, they must be replaced. President Prabowo emphasized that DANANTARA must be managed by Indonesians who work as much as possible for the people. Deputy for Marketing of the Ministry of Tourism, Mima Dayu Martini, said Indonesia must be present at the largest international tourism exchange in the Middle East, Arabian Travel Market, or ATM Dubai 2025. This was stated by Mima Dayu Martini during the inauguration at the Wonderful Indonesia Pavilion at ATM Dubai on Monday. The Deputy for Marketing of the Ministry of Tourism explained that, with the current world dynamics, Indonesia must be present to show this positioning of Wonderful Indonesia, while also taking advantage of the existing situations. And there are more than 94 million tourists who stop in Dubai, and according to Mada, this is a good opportunity that must be pursued by working hard, collaborating, and innovating. In the Arabian Travel Market 2025, there are three flagship programs of the ministry that would be promoted, namely marine tourism, wellness or well-being, and astronomy. She also aimed 44,000 potential packs to be achieved at ATM Dubai 2025, and the number is increasing 10% from last year's target. And listen, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world. Good day for listeners who are joining us from VONNews.id, the application at KBTO. And I'd like to say hello, good afternoon for people watching from the Internet channel. I'm Steve, will be in here with you with lots of information about Indonesia. And soon we'll be talking about a day that is celebrated by a lot of communities in the world, right? This day on April 29th, which is called the World Dance Day. And we'll talk a lot more about dance soon. And of course, a lot about information about Indonesia will soon also be available. And to kick off today's meeting, here is Martia Sanchez with Kumpul Bocah.
Indonesia to the world.
And it was a voice of
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, because I told you before that April 29th is celebrated as the World Dance Day, and I wish that everybody will be dancing to not only good music, but also good meanings for all of you. And in Indonesia, we have also a lot of beautiful things that has been done to celebrate the World Dance Day, and recently from Surakarta, they will do dancing for 24 hours to celebrate the World Dance Day. But we'll take a look into the whole meaning of dance itself, and what is the important thing that we need to know related to dance, and we'll also ask about something about the 24-hour dance with the creative team from Surakarta for the World Dance Day commemoration, which is Dr. Eko Suprianto, or if I take a look on the internet, it's Eko Peche. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, good afternoon in Solo
Time, Mas Faith. Apparently we have the same time, of course, in Solo and also Jakarta. And yeah, I would like to say first, happy World Dance Day for you.
Thank you. And also happy World Dance Day too.
Yeah, for all of us. For all of us, not only for people in Surakarta, but everybody in the whole world. And during this World Dance Day, what is the biggest concern of you for the world of dance, especially for Indonesian dancers?
Well, I think it's a very special occasion for Indonesian to celebrate the World Dance Day. As you know, that International Dance Day was established by the National Dance Committee, by the IDI, 1982. And then it's actually to commemorate the birthday of Jean-Georges Nogaret, 1727 and 1810, and which is he's a French master, ballet master, who those revolutionary ideas and created with a creative modern ballet, as you know. But in Indonesia, nevertheless, that the important thing that we all have a diverse culture, have a 17,000 and something island in Indonesia, and of course, we are very proud to announce that we are the most diverse culture in the country and also in the world. And to those of us who really engage with this culture engagement, I think it's very important to understand that dance is part of it. Not only the ritual, not only the music, not only the craft or fine art, but also dance is part of the culture. So it's really important for us to have this moment to just step out a little bit, step down and cooling down, and just understanding that we are coming from the diverse culture that is important in the deep root of tradition. And that's why I think very important for us to celebrating this World Dance Day together, not only in Indonesia, but also around the world, that have meaning, the same meaning, to celebrate, to acknowledge that lifetime achievement through dance is actually on the culture that we have.
It is part of us, not something apart from us. Although actually, honestly, if I am being a common people, if we are talking about dance, I only know dance from a show, from a ceremony, just like you say. It's like not really part of me nowadays. Is it what is happening right now?
Well, I think that's why, the most important thing for the celebration of the World Dance Day is actually to acknowledge, to understanding that we are part of it, that we are coming from that understanding of the culture. So, especially in this moment, Institute Indonesia Surakarta, or the Indonesian Institute for the Arts in Solo, because we have 9 Institute for the Arts in Indonesia, we have in Bali, we have in Jogja, we have in Padang, Sumatra, we have in West Papua, we have in Aceh, we have in Makassar, in South Sulawesi, and also we have, of course, in Bandung and in Surabaya. So, among us, within the academic system, that we also engage within the culture and the dance. And I think to embrace that knowledge, not only to celebrate, but also to understand it more deeply. So I think within ECC Surakarta has celebrating this World Dance Day for the 19th year. So this is our 19th year. And we have, every year we have a different theme, as we also connected to the message of the World Dance Day in America and also in Europe. That every year we have a new different idea, new different theme. And this year the theme is actually that dance is connected to the community. Dance connected to all of us. So we have the theme of Land of Thousand Kingdoms, which is very rare, that is very important for us. We have thousands of kingdoms. But we have the kingdom, we have the land of it, that's connected to the kingdom, and the people, and the culture, and the social, and also the ritual, part of it, dance, music, and celebration, and ritual. So I think that's very important for us to engage that, starting from this time.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about the celebration itself, because I've been looking at some clips related to the 24-hour dancing, and I would like to know, in preserving the culture and also traditional society, dance is also part of it. And how do you see that our government, or even our people themselves, in trying to make sure that this dance is really part of our identity?
Must be when we start the World Dance Day in 2007, that's the first time of ECC Surakarta creating this event, to celebrate the World Dance Day. It's only among us in Solo, in Central Java. Years and coming up, every year is more than 2,000, 3,000, and even this year we have around 4,000 from all over Indonesia. And for the last 5 times of the celebrating of this World Dance Day in Kampen, our campus in ECC Surakarta, we have also participants from outside of Indonesia. This year we have 2 from Thailand, and also we have participation from Malaysia. Last year we have Singapore, we have Europe, we have Australia, and we have some people from Africa coming to celebrate it, because our campus is specially made not only to celebrate, to preserve the tradition, but also as an academia, we also have to be thinking and resisting and also continuing our tradition, how that we can be innovating and new innovation. Now, also, that's coming become some kind of a critical discourse of this, our culture and dance. So, especially for ECC Surakarta, we have aimed to continue the 24-hour dancing of celebrating of this World Dance Day in Indonesia, because everybody now, in all over Indonesia, we are celebrating Dance Day. You know, every region, every cities, every villages, even. But in our case, in campus, our campus in ECC Surakarta, we celebrating especially with also 24 hours dancing. And we have 7 dancers from Sumatra, from Solo, from Central Java, from East Java, from West Java, from even from Nusa Tenggara Timur. And also 7 of them is actually dancing 24 hours. But also 2 musicians that also play music for 24 hours.
Only 2 musicians for the 24 hours?
Yes, that's last year we had 3 musicians. Actually last year we tried first time that we also include musicians to accompany the dancers. Because in Indonesia, as you know, music and dance is never been separate. They are together. In our ritual, in our daily life, it's always dancing and always is also music. So this last year we had 2 composer musicians. This year we had 2 musicians and composer. Maybe next time we also have the same amount of dancers dancing 24 hours, hopefully.
Okay.
And our government, last thing, that's the mention of the argument. Even though we have now the time of the attrition time in Indonesia, as you may know, but the Ministry of Culture really coming and stand up and supporting us. Really, we have now support, real support, not only just, you know, coming and participating and also observing and be in the festival, but also supporting We have 4,000 people coming to Solo, to our campus. Of course, we need something to, you know, to serve them, to have them more enjoy to participate in our campus. So Ministry of Culture, especially this year, is very supportive and supporting us completely. You know, one of the support that we have is actually from the Ministry of Culture.
So everybody is putting hands together to make sure that this dance is preserved, and not only the celebration, but the whole thing, and also its meaning. And let's talk about more about that 24-hour dance. You said that there are 7 dances, and it has begun since which date? Is it last night or even this morning?
We start from 6 a.m. this morning.
This morning, okay.
And we will finish tomorrow at 6 a.m. also.
So now, we are at like around 3 p.m. At which dance that we are now? Is it the third or the fourth dance now?
No, the 24-hour dancing is actually dancing the whole time.
The whole time? Oh, I see.
Yes. Okay. Not only they are dancing, but also they are presenting their work. Some of them, even actually all of them, also presenting their work. They have a solo work, they have a group work, they have a duet work, or they have a trio work, and also, at the same time, they're also dancing. 24 hours. You know, dancing, but not only just moving around and eating, it's moving. No, it's really completely dancing. So that's what we, actually, every year, we commit to be more subtle and you know, really real. So it's not moving 24 hours, but now we're really dancing 24 hours.
Really dancing for 24 hours. And if, suppose, me, I wanted to watch it, and of course I not only want to watch it, but I want to understand it. Is there any people who will provide us with the knowledge, the meaning of this dance, sir?
Every performance that include all the text or synopsis, what is the dance meaning? We ask them to provide that for us, so we also will inform to the audience. So the audience come on, we have 7 states, in our campus. 2 small and big theater, and 1 in local, and also open space. We have many open space that provide us to perform. So at the same time, we have the MC, they that announce the dance, and what is the dance, that synopsis that they actually say. And also, some of them, we also provide, if the audience need some information of the dance or the culture that they're coming from, we definitely provide that immediately for the audience. And at the same time, as we are understanding that this is not only celebrating and not only just dancing, but also we have a seminar. We have a seminar before on the 28th, and we have a coaching clinic for arriving about performing art and dance today until tomorrow. And we also have a speech from people that we curate to presenting the knowledge of, you know, for example, the continuing of dancing that happened to be on the closing time tomorrow at 9 a.m.
At 9 a.m. tomorrow. And of course, it's not only for this year, but hopefully next year is also the 24-hour dances too.
The 24-hour dancing is a must for us.
It's a must.
In Solo, we have Solo Menari, which is coming from the government, from Solo government. They have also eaten the same event, but they are not 24 hours. In West Java, in Jakarta, in Sulawesi, they also have, in Kalimantan even, they also celebrating World Dance Day. But the only dance celebrating World Dance Day, the 24-hour dancing and music, is only in Solo, in our campus, in Surakarta.
So for our listener from different countries who are listening to this very broadcast right now, if you also love dance and if you want to share something and also want to learn something from how we celebrate it, you better go to ISI Surakarta because it is an annual event. It is a must event, and of course you should never miss any of it. And for 2 and our chit-chat, because I keep thinking, why don't I go to Surakarta right now and try to understand about it? Hence, I can understand that I have to be in the studio right now because I want to be there. So as a closing statement, what else that you want the people not only know but also do to make sure that the dance is understood and also finally become one as an identity of our people?
You know, I think to understand one country, to understand the culture, to understand who we are, we have to show them. We have to understand our identity and culture. Not to mention everything in arts, but dance particularly, it's actually demanding a lot of understanding and identity of us. So I think that is very crucial and important. Dance is not only dancing, it's not only just, you know, flipping around hands and food, but also understanding the history, understanding where we're coming from, the philosophy behind it, and how that, you know, the culture, the community, our community, our life is actually full of understanding in dance, in arts. And I think that is important. And also, not only to mention about the identity, but also it's become something that it's preserved and also to be engaged as a diplomatic agenda. You know, if the corruption is happening, the economy is, you know, collapsing and everything, but the most important that we have still the identity, we have still have the understanding of who we are, where we are coming from, and what should we belong to, and where we belong to, and then what we continue from where we are. I think that's really, you know, diplomacy budaya, cultural diplomacy is very important, and that's, I think, culture, and especially dance, today is very crucial. And I hope that next time, and today we are very happy that supported by the Ministry of Culture, but also, hopefully, that we can hand in hand and collaborate with many, many, many people, many stakeholders that can help us. Because art needs to be support. Not only to support as a financial support, but also as an understanding and keep growing the growth of the understanding within our generation and next. I think that's very crucial right now.
Okay, thank you very much, Masako, for joining us in this very insightful talk about the dance, the World Dance Day. And we wish that more people will think, not only think, they feel that dance is part of our tradition, our identity. And they not only think it's like flipping hands, it also has a lot of meanings. Thank you very much, Masako.
Thank you.
Listener, that is Eko Supriyanto from ISI Surakarta, and right now even there's so many beautiful, meaningful dances being performed at ISI Surakarta, so make sure to, if you cannot go it right now, go there right now, you better go it to there next year. And I'd like to say thank you very much for joining us, and you can listen again to this talk on our YouTube channel, VY Official.
Changes, I'm watching.
better way, accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and every station from across Indonesia, rri.co.id is the answer. rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay informed from a trusted source at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal. Ritual, because well, it's tea time right now, but the most plenty is that I will share with you a specific ritual by some of these people called Nanak. So stay tuned on Edit Wilson's Voice of Indonesia.
The blood-minded communities around Mantimura. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyandet, which means to bring closure. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
That was the explanation of nyanyu, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which, as a precursor, is thriving to preserve. In the nyanyu tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in a traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mantikurai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dry tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in teapots, the atmosphere must remain calm.
Ayo orangnya
is rotated twice, clockwise, over the palm of the hand. When the aroma of tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Dia dapat seruput kan? So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just so the tea touches the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the 4 sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat kali dan tiga detik baru diminum. Researchers of tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. In fact, Dr. Sunan Gunung Jati also used the Nyama tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, other staff of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi, dua, itu. So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Written in the glass twice symbolize that life revolves around two things, day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma 3 times signifies that our intention words and action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from when we were born until we die, there are 4 elements that always accompany us. Water, earth, air, and fire. These 4 elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see. Memberikan kebaikan-baikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Shamanic people themselves, is now being revived by Dasap through the Nyamik Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah, jadi the impact of the Nyamik Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyamik. We actually have a tea drinking tradition, and it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in academia, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public. Apresiasi masyarakat, teman minum teh.
Now, the Nyamik tradition is becoming increasingly well-known, and Asians are hoping that this tradition can be preserved.
Young first tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future, as the Nyamik community, is to create a Nyamik village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyamik village. Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyamik tuh, tapi anak kamu Nyamik juga. Voice of Indonesia.
Relationship is that this person has been loved for by everything the other partner is doing for them. So, well, at least that is a lesson we can get from those relationships. See the best side of it. And I'd like to thank you for listening, audience of Edit Net, for joining us. We're still available on Viewer's Audio, also application Edit Digital. So, to join us on any one service, Voice of Indonesia.
Mamanua, a young fawn. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumadudu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mamanua made a mistake that forced Lumadudu to return to heaven. The angel said, should the child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain for the sun guiding their path. Lumadudu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey
and the oldest small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Dominion ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Liquipa. From Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on the Spaniards. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find a warm and embracing sunrise at Lanata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of Torres Minahasa. Hills and lines of trees, on the beautiful beaches of Liquipan, the fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurous with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Bolivia. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. Sunset in Liquipan to show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Liquipan. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Liquipan. Come to your true home.
Differently. How you really never meant to be.